This is Ozarks at Large. The three men in the band Cletus Got Shot pour a lot of energy into their shows and a lot of passion into their songs.
Well, if you are the grave digger, who's gonna dig your grave? Broken down.
Cletus Got Shot is Nathan Miller on mandolin and backup vocals, Mark Landry, stand-up bass, gas tank bass, homemade bass, and backup vocals, and Adam Cox, guitar and usually lead vocals. Tomorrow night at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, Cletus Got Shot will celebrate the release of their brand new double disc CD, 24 songs. The name of the CD is Drinking Songs for the Working Class with Cletus Got Shot. Earlier this week, Adam, Mark, and Nathan came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to talk about the new CD and their history with music. I began the conversation by asking, with 24 songs on the new CD, had they gone through a particularly prolific songwriting stage?
No, we've been promising for 2 years.
That's true. We didn't come up with an album last year, so we felt obligated to put out extra this time around. So
we went ahead and recorded. We had a back catalog of songs that weren't appropriate for the previous album and needed to be recorded and used at some point. We performed them for a long time. That's why it ended up being a double disc, and it's working songs on one side and drinking songs on the other disc, because a lot of those are just like bar songs and favorites we played for a long time and never really recorded, and we're not in a hurry to record before, but now we're like, we might as well record these. These are finished songs that we've played for a long time.
Song from the new CD, it's titled Congressman, certainly has a populist feel, and that's nothing new for songs written by Adam Cox and Cletus Got Shot. In fact, an accompanying songbook is called Modern Labor Songs from Cletus Got Shot, a working class band. In an introduction to the song lyrics in the book, Cletus Got Shot, the band, writes that they sing working class songs for working class folks, and that if you have a job, you got to work to put food on the table, you're working class.
Sometimes there's like things get blended together so much so that people feel like they're not really part of the working class because they don't have a blue collar job. But in reality, you know, working class implies working, you know, and, you know, whether you have, you know, a pretty cushion job with benefits and whatever, and you're making, you know, middle class wages, you're still part of the working class, you know, whether you're poor or doing okay, you're still involved in it. Whether you're working on computers or swinging a hammer, it's all the same, you know. Some of us are just better one than the other.
While Adam writes most of the songs for Cletus Got Shot, Mark Landry has two on the new CD, including something that is somewhat semi-biographical, titled Preacher's Son.
I was raised in church. My father was a Baptist minister when I was growing up. And as I grew up, I remember they were attending more liberalized churches, and they were going to like some of the more open Bible churches. But music was always a huge part of those churches. So from my earliest memory, it was always gospel music. It was always like church music, but it was never uptight, you know, strict hymns. It was always more fun to sing. So that's, I mean, I played music almost exclusively in church until I was out of high school. And so, like, my entire background is in that.
My father was a preaching man, but I'm no father's son. There's no glory land for me.
Nathan, when did you start playing the mandolin?
Oh, 10 or 12 years ago, something like that.
Was it the first instrument you...
No.
No?
No, no, no. Not by far.
What?
Played fiddle, bass, some guitar. I mean, you know.
If it's got strings.
A lot of things.
Nathan actually has a pretty awesome background because his family is kind of big in the Goshen, Mayfield area and involved a lot in the music, the local music out there, which is a lot of the Ozark traditional music. His mother can play a bajillion different songs, knows a bajillion different songs. It's pretty impressive to watch her go at it. But and just the whole family, really. It's a lot of fun. But
yeah, I was lucky that way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know,
playing music's kind of just what you did. You
well,
know?
It ain't no easy life working for a price that never gets you out of debt. Well, it only makes you fret. Singing low, taking low, singing high. Well, tomorrow is another day, but I'm singing just the same. Singing low, taking low, singing high. Well,
Mark Landry was introduced to music in a church setting. Nathan Miller was introduced to music through his family. Adam Cox, the third member of Cletus Got Shot, had a combination of the two.
Well, I grew up, my dad was a prison minister in the state of Oklahoma, and so, you know, four or five times a week we'd go to different prisons and perform basically church services. You know, I mean, they were church services. It was under the mask of what he came up with, A&V, Alcohol, Narcotics, Victorious, but in reality they were just church services. So, you know, so you'd have like an auditorium full of inmates, women's prisons, men prisons, whatever. And, and so my mom would play piano. If there was a drum set there, my brother would play drums. I played tambourine until my leg was sore. The first song that I ever wrote was at the women's maximum security penitentiary in Oklahoma. On our way to the service that night, my mom had gotten me a little tiny pocket harmonica. It was like a keychain thing, you know. My brother had taught me how to play the blues riff, you know. So, you know, I'm I don't know, maybe 8 years old or something, and I'm in the van going, da-da-da-da-da, I was a druggie, da-da-da-da-da, got thrown in prison, da-da-da-da-da, and then I got saved, da-da-da-da-da, oh, Lord, you know. And,
why isn't that on the album?
It's all right.
You've been holding out on us. The Women's Penitentiary Blues by 8-year-old Alan
So when Cox. We get, yeah, when we get to the prison that night, Dad... you know, because there's normally a part of the service where Dad would say, does anybody have a song? And somebody would stand up and sing a song or something like that. And Dad says during that time period, well, my son has a song he'd like to sing to you. And there was about 200 women in the auditorium probably. And so he says, come on up here. So I went up and I sat on the edge of the stage and everybody listened so quietly and intently, you know. And so I sang the song, da, 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 I was a druggie, you know, and it probably lasted 10 minutes, the poor women. But, you know, they loved it. A lot of those women didn't have, or, you know, they had families and kids outside of prison that they didn't really get to see anymore. So, you know, that was a big thing for a lot of them, just to see a kid and to be able to hug a kid's neck. And some, I mean, that made people's day.
Adam Cox, Nathan Miller, and Mark Landry are the band Cletus Got Shot. Their brand new CD is titled Drinking Songs for the Working Class. It includes 24 songs recorded at Insomniac Studios in Fayetteville. They'll celebrate the release of the CD with an all-ages show Friday night beginning at 7 at the UARC Bowl. Also on the bill that night, Threepenny Acre and Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company. I talked with Mark, Nathan, and Adam this week in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF.
This cold is creeping in to myself once again. 2 more years of winter before I go. Well, I wish I had a whiskey for my soul. Well, I dream at night of being free. If you ask me, I tell you truth.